This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois. You're listening to the Biblical Counseling Marriage and Family Podcast. I'd like to give you a free download of my book, Deceptive Diagnosis, When Sin is Called Sickness. Just go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com. Today's episode, A Call for Strong and Courageous Dads. It's remarkable how much emphasis there is in the Bible on the subject of leadership. From the very beginning of creation, God established in human relationships the need for leadership. Through the pages of Scripture, we see not only husbands and fathers who God assigned as leaders for their families, but patriarchs, prophets, priests, judges, kings, and others who God established as leaders in institutions and nations. Then the greatest leader of all, Jesus Christ. He chose 12 men whom he had trained. They in turn would train more leaders, and those leaders would train others right up to this very day. And so, we see a primary responsibility of a leader is bringing up future generations of leaders. That's what the Apostle Paul said for Timothy to do. In 2 Timothy 2:2, he says, "The things which you have learned from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Paul says, "I taught you, you teach others, and they will teach others," and so on. The most basic and foundational form of leadership for all society is the husband's and father's leadership in the home. Beginning with Adam and Eve, God designed the marital relationship between man and woman as the first human institution. By order of creation, Adam was created first and then Eve. Adam was assigned headship of the marriage relationship and family. The man is to carry out that leadership role by showing Christ-like love toward his wife and bringing up his children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And so it's the father's leadership in the home that influences in a very significant way the kind of future leaders we have in society. As fathers go, so go future leaders. That makes strong leadership in the home crucial. What makes a strong leader? What makes a strong man? What is the most basic virtue of manliness? The Apostle Paul gives us a good description in 1 Corinthians 16. If you recall, the church at Corinth had a lot of problems. The members were spiritually weak, tolerant not only of their own sin, but the sin of others. Paul comforts the people and addresses the issues head on. And then he says to the men in 1 Corinthians 16:13, "Be on alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong." Our culture generally doesn't portray men as being alert, standing firm, and strong. Too often, television and the movies portray men as dim-witted and generally weak and inept. In addition to that, our culture is working hard to do all that it can to demolish the God-given distinctions between men and women. All this diminishes the unique character qualities that God has designed for a man to use for the good of his family, home, and workplace. How are men to act? Well, Paul said, "Be on alert, stand firm in the faith, and act like men, and be strong." Men are to be alert, show courage and strength, stand firm in their faith and convictions, no wavering and compromise. A leader shows certainty and confidence, which fosters and promotes stability in his family. That's the kind of leadership families need. A courageous husband and father is a man that believes certain truths. He stands firm on those truths. He's called to fulfill certain responsibilities and to carry them out no matter what kind of opposition he may face. He is to do what Scripture says is right no matter what the consequences may be. He makes the hard decisions that need to be made. He doesn't drift aimlessly in whatever direction culture takes him. Those are the things that make a man a man, that make him the kind of father his children need so they can grow up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. He needs to be strong and courageous. In Deuteronomy, we hear Moses speaking to the nation of Israel. He's preparing to turn the reins of leadership over to Joshua. Moses turns to Joshua and he says to him in front of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous. Be strong, courageous, decisive, and have strength of conviction. Refuse to compromise or back down." That's how men are to act. When it came time for Joshua to take the nation of Israel into the promised land, fight the battles, the Lord repeatedly urged him to be strong and courageous. What's the source of a godly man's strength and courage? Well, Joshua says in Joshua 1:5, quote, "No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you," unquote. Joshua knew God was with him. Joshua's cause was the right cause. In other words, he was carrying out God's purpose and plan. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel," unquote. Then in verse 6, quote, "the land which I swore to their fathers to give them," unquote. God said, "This is what I promised your forefathers. You, Joshua, are carrying out my plan. It's my cause." If you want to raise your children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, you need to set the standard in your home. You need to be an example of strength and courage. If you live for God without compromise and resist the temptation to please men, then you'll lead your children to live in the same way. Don't sell out your commitment to God for comfort. Don't be afraid of what others might think. Hold your convictions. In doing that, you'll fulfill the leadership role God has called you to set in your home. That's what it means to act like a man. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com, and get your free copy of Deceptive Diagnosis: When Sin is Called Sickness.